Joining us now is David Willey, who's the BBC Rome correspondent, who was in L'Aquila, Italy yesterday, focusing on the rescue effort that is now going on in Italy in the aftermath of yesterday's earthquake, 6.3 on the Richter scale, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. David Willey, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's going on this morning? The death toll, of course, has risen, but it seems that the response has been pretty robust there in Italy.
Yes, it has. There's just been two big aftershocks, one of at 4.7 on the Richter scale, which caused a bit more debris to fall from some of the damaged buildings in L'Aquila. I'm now here in Rome, and the government response, I think, has been quite vigorous. They set up a tented camp city on the outskirts of L'Aquila, but the death toll has been climbing in past hours. They brought out the last living survivor they brought out from the rubble was a young woman of 24 who had been pinned to her bed by a concrete beam, and she was rescued during the night. But hope is fading that they're going to find any more survivors in the ruins.
Describe the government's reaction here. Silvio Berlusconi has canceled a trip to Moscow. He's been surveying the region by helicopter. It seems as though the government's response is very, very different from, of course, the tragic lack of response that characterized the horrible earthquake back in the 1980s.
Yes, Mr. Berlusconi is very proactive. He said he's going back again today to L'Aquila to hold a press conference in about an hour's time. He's been surveying the damage in a helicopter, and he has got a lot of emergency funds allocated for immediate relief. The thing is, though, that the people of L'Aquila, they've revised the estimate downwards about the number of homeless. They were saying more than 50,000. Some reports even said 100,000 homeless yesterday. That appears to have been an exaggeration. The feeling this morning is that about 1 in 7 of the inhabitants, the 68,000 inhabitants of L'Aquila, will have to leave their homes. For the moment, they seem to prefer sleeping in their cars near their homes, even if they are not allowed to back inside because of the danger of falling masonry, rather than take up the offer of the government, which has requisitioned 4,000 hotel rooms in seaside resorts along the Adriatic coast. People don't appear very willing to take up this government offer.
So what are scientists saying about the activity of the faults in this area? One seismologist notably predicted this earthquake, but I gather there isn't a consensus among scientists in Italy as to what's going to be happening in the future around this particular fault line that's very active this morning, as you describe.
No, there is disagreement among in the scientific community. The scientist who actually predicted the earthquake predicted it would take place at another town called Sulmona, about 20 or 30 kilometers away. But he measured radon gas, which was coming out of the mountains, and he works in a research center, an underground research center in the Gran Sasso, which is one of the biggest, the highest mountains in central Italy. And they've had some quite interesting results. I don't think that the main body of scientific opinion, however, is that you can predict earthquakes. What you can do is to build buildings which resist earthquakes. And of course, Italy has a long experience in this. What's rather interesting is that the ancient Romans built rather well. They were the ones who invented mortar and cement. And their buildings, like the Colosseum in Rome, have proved down the centuries very resistant to earthquakes, whereas some of the shoddy buildings put up in the 1960s and 1970s used poor quality cement.
Right.
And
well,
they're the ones which have been falling down.
A verdict. Rome stands in the wake of the earthquake. David Willey, BBC Rome correspondent, in the wake of the L'Aquila earthquake yesterday, 6.3 on the Richter scale. The rescue continues. Thank you, David.